I've been honored many, many years ago. Decades ago, I was adopted into the Wolf Clan of the Seneca tribe, and I have great respect and I feel very honored. But the Native Americans who feel this, you know, the wolf is the great teacher. To the Native mm-hmm. American, the wolf is the great teacher. It teaches. It is the symbol of passing on the traditions.
Well, how did they get this? You could kill a werewolf creature with, like, a silver bullet.
Do you know where that came from?
Huh.
The Wolfman, Lon Chaney.
They just created that?
Yeah, yeah. And,
okay.
And the little chant that everyone says, you know, even a man who is full, who is pure of heart during the wolf bane, you know, blooms, he can become a wolf and so forth. He just made that up. He made that old honorable tradition up. Now, there is a tradition where when they hunted the great wolf in Le Vengeodeau in France, some of them did use silver from that had served on the church altars and blessed with holy water. So there is kind of a shaky tradition of the silver bullet, but basically that's an invention of Hollywood.
Would you consider Dracula a shapeshifter?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
In the original story, he's also turns into a wolf. In the original stage drama, when Dracula did that, they threw a German shepherd on stage. So Dracula is a shapeshifter. But that has been lost in this sexy image that Bela Lugosi put on. Now, the vampire looks like Nosferatu. Have you seen Nosferatu?
Yes. Now that, to me, is what a vampire should look like.
That is what a vampire should look like. That is a vampire.
They're ugly creature.
Yeah, an ugly, rodent-like, hideous creature. But Bela then changed that with his interpretation on stage when he came on with the evening dress and he was an enormous sex symbol at his time.
Well, I was going to say, I bet women during that era wanted to get bitten by the guy.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. He you know, people look at it now and think it's kind of camp, but that original Dracula still has an enormous power. You know, the sets, I mean, they're just fabulous. But getting back to the wolf then, in the Middle Ages, people devised, you would wear a wolf girdle, you would drink from the paw, water in the paw print of a wolf, and then there's all kinds of ritual things that you would say, rub wolf fat on you and so forth, and then you would become a wolf. Now, spiritual shape-shifting, I have a section in the werewolf book where I relay a technique, a creative visualization that I've used in workshops and so forth to become a spiritual wolf. And many people have used that, and I hear from many spiritual shape-shifters who become in their spirit, in their mind, as if you were a shaman now, George, as if you were a shaman, not to do harm to anyone, but just to experience that freedom and that strength and that running in the night under the moon and so forth. It's an exhilarating kind of experience, but again, it's not intended as a negative thing, but as an illumination.
The shifting, of course, seems to go through some various incantations, both in the werewolf, in Dracula, Jekyll and Hyde, that was another one. You highlight that well in the werewolf book.
Yeah, that is really a werewolf story.
And, oh, it is?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the ultimate, where man changes into beast.
Well, that's true. Okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
And then there's the battle within, whether the good part of him wins out over the bad, and generally it's the bad one that always wins. Why is that?
So in the spiritual shape-shifting, again, you're letting the courage of the wolf, the wisdom of the wolf, that's what you allow to break through. But you see, if you're emphasizing the negativity, then the savageness of the wolf, the power of the wolf, the caniness, the sneaking attack, that aspect of the wolf comes out. So again, my friends listening out there, you don't play around with some of these things. You know, I know there's a lot of role playing right now. People are playing vampire, they're playing werewolf. But you have to emphasize the positive aspect. Now, we should mention one thing, too. In Lon Chaney's Wolfman, there we have the archetype. We have the what has been set for many, many years in Hollywood. But they finally have been getting it right, because when you become a werewolf, it's not a wolf man. You literally become a wolf. So in Werewolf London, Werewolf of Paris, some of these other movies where they change, The Howling, where they change completely into a wolf, that's really what the werewolf tradition is. Not a wolf man like Lon Chaney, who he kind of looked like, I don't know what, you know, a beaver or something in his face. But, you know, that was great at the time, and I still love that movie.
Tell me about Incubus. What is that?
Incubus, we always have with us. I mean, we receive an enormous amount of mail. Incubus is a demon, a fallen angel, that sexually molests women as they sleep.
I see.
And the succubus molests men. And we have so many emails from people who feel they are being sexually molested or being troubled by incubi and succubi.
How much is in their mind? How much might really be happening?
Well, it's truly happening to them. Some of them wake up with scratches and marks that, you know, they couldn't self-administer.
Man.
On our website, George, we, you know, this is our gift to people. We have on the S files, that's S for Steiger, you can click on that, scroll down, and you will find techniques for cleansing the home, for creating positive dreams, and also for banishing or freeing yourself from discarnate entities, from this type of molestation.